Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while Nevada and California this week was asked to not charge their electric vehicles during peak electrical use times, in fact, in Nevada, the Nevada Energy website had asked to maybe charge our cars before 10 a.m. and after 8 p.m. I don't know how long they're going to ask us to do this. It was originally just for this past Wednesday, Thursday, but with this heat wave and very high energy expenditures and people moving in and us having low water and a grid that you know, might not be able to deal with the influx of people or tourists, I wouldn't be surprised if that kind of extends a little bit longer. And so it's interesting how when the power grid does get overwhelmed, people are like, what are you doing charging that? What are you doing? Okay, you know, do you really need to have a DJ at your party? Unplug all that. So right now, you're the bad guy if you use a lot of power, unless, of course, you have an electric vehicle. If you have an electric vehicle, you are then supporting the cause, you are saving the environment, and you are doing what many politicians want you to do. So you might not be discriminated against from an electricity standpoint, even though you really aren't allowed to or you aren't recommended to charge it during certain times of day. But right now, you're still considered you're a hero. If you have an electric vehicle, well, one, you looked at as rich. Okay, if I see somebody with a Tesla, I'm like, that dude's got money. But you're looked upon kindly from politicians who do want to move towards, you know, most electric cars on the road by a certain year. In California, all new car sales have to be electric in the year 2035, which then starts to bring about the question, what about those of us that because of the inflation, because of the recession, because of nostalgia, we're holding on to our Corvette, our Charger, our Bronco, our Jeep, our sedan, our minivan. We're kind of holding on to it, making that, whether we'll still have that car in 13 years or not, you know, if you live in California, or depending on whatever happens with the other states and how quickly they copycat laws to have all new car sales electric. But it starts to make you wonder, what happens if we don't buy an electric vehicle? What happens if electric vehicles don't go down in price? What happens if because of the demand and because of the laws, prices go up? Like college prices go up, like insurance premiums went up. Anytime the government gets involved, prices go up. So what happens to those of us? Now, somebody will say, well, no big deal. There's still gas stations. Well, I don't know, because if they can make a law lickety-split to say, all car dealerships, if they're going to sell a new car, it's got to be electric. But they could very easily, with the snap of their fingers, make other laws. And look at what happened to smokers. For those people who smoke, and now mind you, I'm not a fan of people smoking. I'm not a fan of secondhand smoke, thirdhand smoke. But I got to tell you, a lot of my patients who couldn't kick the habit, veterans, people with PTSD, people in chronic pain, people who really couldn't shake the tobacco habit, what happened to them? Well, they were forced, right, out of the air conditioning building. They were forced to pay more in taxes. I remember at the airport, there was this glass enclosure that was really smoky. And I remember walking by it, telling my husband, there's a fire. We got to go in. There's a fire. And I think there's people in there. He's like, no, that's just the smoking section. And I'm like, how safe is that? It's a closed in glass space. I think they got rid of it. One of my patients worked in that room. And she's like, you got to write me a note. I can't breathe. I don't want to work in the smoking section. I can't breathe. So they were actually forcing people who smoke in a room that was overly concentrating their smoke. Now, I know some of you don't play a violin for those who smoke, you know, because of the effects of secondhand smoke. But it still is discriminatory. It still is going against the population. So if we saw what happened with smokers and all the rules for non-smoking facilities, non-smoking, no smoking on plane, what's going to happen to fuel car drivers? Our tax is going to be added to each gallon of gas. And it's going to be okay because we're all about electric vehicles. Are those people with gas cars going to be vilified? Are they going to be called MAGA Republicans? Some people think that's a compliment. Other people think it's, okay, why are we being labeled? But if somebody has a fuel car, does that mean they're fascist? Does that imply their political party? I mean, a lot of I have a Corvette, a used Corvette. I love that sucker. I never want to give it up because I'm going to be old in 2035, and I'm going to not want to look old. So I'm going to want to still drive my used Corvette as long as I don't mess it up any more than I already have. So, you know, these are some things we need to think about. I support the environment. I understand that we cannot be so burdened with our vulnerability of fossil fuels, but everything has to be in moderation. Let's incentivize people who have electric vehicles, like what has been started. If you have an electric vehicle, there'll be some tax credits. You will have energy discounts, but still foster a very accepting, democratic, united sort of landscape, allowing people who have choices for other vehicles to not be vilified or screwed later. And that just seems to be what happens. It's just, if you know, you aren't with us, you're against us, and it's very, very frightening. Especially since right now in Nevada and California, we are being asked to conserve energy, that we're using too much of our grid. So I'm telling my kids to unplug everything during the day that doesn't need to be plugged in, get those chargers out, shut off the lights, raise the air conditioning. I have patients who are very heat sensitive. I would rather they be able to have whatever electricity our grid can give us to give consistent air conditioning. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I have to tell you guys, I'm still seeing a lot of COVID cases. And that's over the phone. And I know you don't want to hear it, but some of you are saying, I have the flu. Because I had COVID in the summer, I'm sick now, I think it's the flu. We are slowly starting to see flu, but I have to tell you guys, it's still, COVID is still the main star right now. So I just want to be honest about what I'm seeing, because I could at least give you guys, you know, real-time facts, because I'm licensed in 12 states, and I work every day. And I try to see as many patients as I can, and it's COVID, 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 sinus, cough, cold, sore throat, and it's, you know, we're supposed to have a little bit of a lull, but mind you, look, we're in October, so we're starting to come into flu season, we're coming into cough and cold season. So this new COVID subvariant, the BA 2.752, might be the one that hits us super hard in the winter. I don't know which COVID strain we're dealing with right now, if it's still BA4, BA5, or a BA4.6. And the reason why is people aren't going to the doctor. They're not going to get tested. They're home. And so they're calling telemedicine. Now, some people are testing positive at home. A lot of them aren't, except some will say, it's very interesting. So some patients will say, you know what, that test, it came up positive right away. And I need to get the brands, but there's just so many brands. Then you have others that said, you know, I felt sick, so I took a COVID test, it was negative. Then I felt sicker the next day, took another home COVID test, was negative. Then this morning, it finally showed up positive. Well, the problem I have as a telemedicine physician is people will call me after their first test is negative, and they go, okay, I need antibiotics, or I need Tamiflu. And I'm like, but you might not test positive for a few days, depending on the brand of, you know, of COVID testing, or you know, even depending on your technique. So it's a mishmash. And when I say, can you go and get tested? Like, we had somebody who said, I tested negative at home for COVID, so it must be flu. So I'm like, well, tell me your symptoms. Oh, my temperature is 99. I have a cough. I have a little bit of sore throat. The sore throat's now gone. Body aches, fatigue. I go, that could also be COVID. It could also be a regular cold. You know, and you know, one of you had been very frustrated because your doctor would not give you Tamiflu for flu and would not give you COVID over the phone until you got tested. And you're like, but I'm infectious. Why am I going outside when I'm infectious? Well, here's the problem. The problem is if you are going to start, let's say you have real flu. If you want to get on Tamiflu or Xofluza, you have to do it within the first couple days, the first 48 to 72 hours. After that, you're out of the window. With COVID, we need to treat you within the first 5 days of your COVID symptoms. So if you call up and you go, yeah, I took a test, it's negative, yeah, it's negative. You know, whether you lied or did a good test or maybe you're negative, who knows. Anyway, yeah, I'm negative, so just give me Tamiflu. Well, if your physician starts you on a medicine for 5 days, you're not better day six, you then go into the clinic and you end up being COVID positive, they can't give you the medication. You're over the 5 days, and they won't. They won't give it to you. The FDA is pretty adamant about that. So we can't give you the wrong medication and delay the proper diagnosis. One thing that gets doctors in trouble, and in terms of lawsuits, is the delay of diagnosis. Failure to diagnose does happen, because there are some idiots that just completely, you know, but then there's also the delay. You know, this sore throat, let's give you an antibiotic. You know what, let's give you another antibiotic. That didn't work. Well, you know what, let's try some acid suppressant medication. Then by the time they finally get an ear, nose, and throat doctor involved, they go, well, this person had throat cancer. That doctor gets sued, the original doctor, because they didn't get them to the ENT sooner. This is why healthcare costs are so expensive, because the lawsuits are still out there. Even Catherine Zeta-Jones, Michael Douglas's wife, was like, why didn't the doctors figure this out, that he had throat cancer? Well, because the average provider, you know, will be like, you have a sore throat, here's some antibiotics. So, you know, doctors have to be very, very careful with that. Now, in Europe, COVID-19 has an upward trend. Europe's COVID cases are rising. They say this is marking the first region-wide spike since the most recent BA5 wave. This is according to the European Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And said in an update, in the past, increasing cases in Europe have come ahead of similar rises in other regions. I told you it really 6 weeks. Europe, you know, precedes us by 6 weeks. Trends in Europe are obviously a huge indicator of what's coming. So, as I've said before, COVID, you know, is starting to rise. And so we're, you know, Western Massachusetts have been seeing a rise in COVID cases. Now, the only reason why, you know, we could talk about that is because somebody got tested in Massachusetts. People are getting tested. Right now, they said over the last 7 days, more than 9,000 cases have been confirmed. I can't say the same for my neck of the woods because the average person is over it. You know, if it's serious, you know, hospitalizations are starting to increase. In Massachusetts, they say hospitalized patients infected with COVID went from 600 to 700 in September. So it is going up. But the mild COVID, if people aren't testing, the CDC doesn't know about it. We don't have the numbers. So at-home testing was fantastic in terms of allowing you to know right away and then say, look, okay, I got to go and get, you know, the COVID medication, or I have to go and isolate. But what sadly it's done is we just don't have the numbers. So when people say, good, COVID's over, we're good, we're not going, and I'm like, I'm having people test positive at home. You wouldn't know that if I didn't tell you, or a media outlet didn't tell you. Which means if you have, you know, family that's going to be coming in and coming over, you know, grandparents who want to take their kid out for their first Halloween trick-or-treating, and there's sniffles and colds in the house, you got to assume it's COVID and let that family member know. My son was born October 25th, so that was 6 days before Halloween. And I had seen a ladybug outfit, and I knew I was having a boy, but, you know, ladybugs can be boys. And so I got it, and I was like, he's not going to care because he's a baby. And I dressed him in the little ladybug, and he was a ladybug for Halloween. He's so mad at me because I'm like, hey, ladybugs, I do. And he's like, gosh, I don't even know where the pictures are. That was before you had the phones that would keep them, so I have no idea where my baby's pictures are. But, yeah, and then my other boy, his first Halloween, he was Blue's Clues. We had him in Blue's Clues. So, yeah, Halloween's my favorite holiday. So when I one day become a grandparent, God willing, man, I am going to go all crazy on that. That's going to be fantastic. So anyway, so I just let you guys know, just, you know, be aware, you know, COVID symptoms, you know, the most common, and I'm not saying this is all it'll look like, but the most common is you start feeling tired, you have a sore throat, you get nasal congestion, you get a lot of sinus pressure, you get some coughing, you get some body aches, and you're like, I need an antibiotic. Before you, you know, will start calling, asking for antibiotics, fever or not, you might want to get a COVID test, and maybe not an at-home, but like a PCR. This is what I would recommend. If you have at-home tests, you can use them. If it's positive, you know, but if it's negative, don't tell your doctor, oh, I'm negative for COVID. We can't use these, and even the CDC says a negative at-home test doesn't mean, you know, jack diddly squat. They don't say it that way. But you guys need to know. The other reason why too is, you know, we're starting to notice a lot of issues with antibiotics and overtaking antibiotics. I was, you know, grew up in an age where you got antibiotics for this, you got antibiotics for, yes and no. When I was a kid, I would get antibiotics for ear infections. I wasn't on antibiotics a lot because my parents couldn't afford us going to the doctor. And, you know, if it wasn't for an ear infection or whatever, most of the time my mom could handle it. But then, because of lawsuits and because of misdiagnosis and because of patient demand and then reviews online, it was antibiotics all over the place. Well, now there's a lot of pressure from telemedicine and urgent cares to cut back on the antibiotics. So now you're like, but I have a sinus infection. I know you do. But sinus infections aren't always bacterial. They're viral. They feel like crap. I feel better with an antibiotic. But the guidelines are like, no, if it's a COVID sinus infection, you treat with COVID medication. If it's a flu sinus infection, you treat with the flu medication. So it's really frustrating patients out there. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat President Biden has put the nation's gross national debt into uncharted territory with extensive spending during a recession. Our debt has surpassed $31 trillion. As we head into a new fiscal year, the U.S. Treasury report was released Tuesday. President Biden will visit hurricane-ravaged Florida with a pledge that the feds are coming to help rebuild homes, businesses, and lives. Hurricane Ian has resulted in roughly 100 deaths, including 75 in Florida. Joining Biden in Florida will be Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Rick Scott. Governor Ron DeSantis.
I think FEMA has worked very well with the state and local, and we want to continue to do it and have all hands on deck.
New York Yankees player Aaron Judge launched his 62nd home run of the season against Texas Rangers last night, breaking the American League record he shared with Roger Maris. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so whenever I see a study, I kind of look at both sides of it. But I had told you guys years ago that I would have some patients that would come in with depression. And, you know, they would be on medications from the previous doctors, or I would start them on something, get them into counseling. And when I had patients who were pretty resistant to treatment, you know, I always talked about their diet. And there were two patients I had. One was vegan, one was vegetarian. And I had suggested to them, I said, look, I would never ask you to undo all the work you're putting into your new diet. But one theory that might be out there is you might not be getting enough protein. Or maybe the hormones in the meat was something that your body was used to, because there were ones who previously ate meat. And I'm like, maybe introducing that might help you with your symptoms. I'm not telling you to, because I never told any of my vegan patients to stop or my vegetarian patients to stop. But if I was going to be honest, I'm like, maybe you need to add some meat into your diet. You can start with fish, maybe chicken. I'm not saying you have to have a steak. Both of them did, and they said it worked. Now, again, I would probably credit the hormones, but I found that fascinating. And that was, gosh, early on in my training. And I'm like, maybe you need meat. I'm a happy girl and I eat meat. Not happy with my weight, but I'm still a happy girl. So, mind you, people dieting, and it is. I'm always grumpy when I diet. It's really hard to be low carbs and all that. So this wasn't any earth-shattering medical advice I gave them. I'm like, you know what? There might be something to this. Well, there's a study that was done in Brazil that actually found something similar, where when they surveyed, this was published in the Journal of Affective Disorders, where when they studied vegetarianism, they found individuals who excluded meat from their diet had a higher prevalence of depressive episodes, actually I think twice as much. So what they did is they looked at 14,216 Brazilians aged 35 to 74, and they gave them questionnaires. So if they really were on a meatless diet, it really took the honor system of them answering that correctly. And then they used the Clinical Interview Scheduled Revised Instrument, the CISR, to assess depressive episodes. They looked at the association. They adjusted for alcohol, smoking, physical activity, body mass index, all sorts of other things. Energy, daily like energy and caffeine intake, things like that. And they found a positive association between the prevalence of depressive episodes and a meatless diet. Meat non-consumers experience approximately twice the frequency of depressive episodes of meat consumers. So they concluded, and again, this is just one study, that depressive episodes are more prevalent in individuals who do not eat meat, independently of socioeconomic and lifestyle factors. Nutritional deficiencies, though, do not explain this association. The nature of the association remains unclear, and longitudinal data is needed to clarify the causal relationship. Causal meaning, if you not eating meat causes it. Right now, they see some association. They look at people who ate meat, people who didn't, and they look to see if they were depressed. So I think there's a few things going on. One is the hormones in the meat, which I talked about. But the other is, there might be this stress. You know, one thing I learned in medical school is to never put a person on a diet. Have a meal plan. But diets are very stressful, restrictive, and they don't stick with them. So when you do change your meal plan, then that's how you're going to eat. If you notice, a lot of these diets are like, you could still have some sugar on the weekend, you could still have a beer, you could still have a glass of wine, because they want to make sure that whatever you do to lose weight, you could keep it. There's no sense you going strict vegan for 6 weeks just to go, where's my burger? And then you gain the weight back. So whenever we work with you to lose weight, we want to make sure that you lose weight methodically. You know, it doesn't work well to just try to drop the 60 pounds in 2 weeks. It's not going to happen, and it's not realistic. But we want to make sure you lose it at a speed, you know, based on your health issues, but not too fast, and in a way where you could keep it up. And maybe when somebody, you know, does choose vegetarianism or veganism, they have the right mindset or the wrong mindset. If somebody's like, really, I don't like meat. I don't like the taste of meat. I don't want to eat it. I just don't like it. I'm getting my protein and my nutrients from other things. They might do better than the ones who are guilted into it. So there might be somebody who's dating somebody else. And then they're like, you know, you're honestly, you know, killing an innocent doe-eyed little deer. So then, you know, you're like, oh no, I didn't mean to kill an innocent doe-eyed little deer, you know, to eat. And so then you end up going, no, then I won't eat the meat. And if you're in a forced vegetarianism or veganism. Vegetarian will still have some animal protein and animal food, you know, milk, cheese, eggs. Sometimes with vegan, it's more restrictive. So I'm wondering if people who say, yeah, I'm on a meatless diet. Okay, well, I know they said this is, you know, independent of socioeconomic, but all I know is if I want to eat something and it's too expensive and I get a salad instead, I'm going to be grumpier because I really want to eat. So it's interesting. It's fascinating. You know, I really hope we do start to eat less meat on the whole. I do think we eat a lot of meat. And somehow what happened was fast food made meat cheaper and got it into our regular diet. You used to not have, I mean, ground beef was something you would have for dinner as a treat. Chicken might be, you know, a roast or chicken or, you know, but, you know, the average family couldn't afford to have meat. Meat was expensive. And so our bodies had to rely on bread and cheese, milk products, vegetables, and fruit. And so, you know, when you did eat meat, we're carnivores. I mean, caveman days, if you were able to hunt a zebra or, you know, fish and get some fish or a bird, you would eat that. But it wasn't an everyday occurrence. Now, all of a sudden, you could get an egg and cheese and bacon sandwich in the morning. You could get a burger at lunch, and then for dinner, you could get chicken. You're getting meat all the time, which is why I also think we have an issue with our metabolism and obesity, because a lot of the meat has hormones. So I recommend for weight loss, I recommend for well-being, for your heart health, to not have every meal with meat. Right? And you know, try to limit meat as much as you can and look at other protein sources. But still eat. You know, you want a burger one day? A power to you. You want a steak? I get it. I love steak. But you don't eat that every day. It's not healthy. The bowel can't deal with it. The bowel is more designed for a little bit of meat, vegetables, and a more balanced diet. So, you know, we'll see what happens. This study, I know, is already drawing a lot of, you know, questions and criticism, you know, from people. Because, again, it's, you know, being vegetarian, you know, has a lot of health benefits. Vegan as well. But I do have to say, I noticed it with patients years ago. Some of them who had some depression. I'm like, for poops and giggles, if you're not 1,000% sold on your diet, see what happens if you introduce a little fish or a little chicken. And that was only two patients, but damn, I mean, the results were pretty powerful. Now, it could have been placebo. Yeah, we talked about what placebo is. Placebo is where you're doing something and you think it's going to help, and it does, but it doesn't necessarily, you know, mean that's what did it. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you guys may be looking around going, where are all the Jews? Where did all the Jews go today? So the Jews are, I don't know if you can tell, you know, who's Jewish or not. But for those of us that are Jewish, we've been dealing with the high holidays. It's been it's probably one of the most religious times of our year. And the High Holy Days is where we celebrate the new year in the lunar calendar. And we also go through a period of reflection. We make amends. We ask for forgiveness. And we look back at what we did this last year. We really introspect for 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah means head of the new year. Yom Kippur means Yom Day Kippur of Atonement. And we look back and, you know, we look at, you know, what we did and who we did and, you know, well, yeah, the mistakes we made and how to repent and, you know, how to be better. You know, so I'm sure, you know, GCN, the producers are like, you know, is she going to, you know, think about doing a better show? So, yeah, I didn't include that, but I'm going to. But the last day, Yom Kippur, our Day of Atonement, is where we fast. And we fast for about 25 hours. I know I've said 24 hours a day. I usually go about 25 hours, but it is. From sundown to sundown, it's about 25 hours. And we do no food or water. If you're a kid, you could still drink. You could do a half day if you want, but we don't force it. If you're older, if you're sick, if you have to take medicines, you do what you have to do. But for those of us that are blessed, you know, and we, you know, I do it. I fast. Not everybody does, but I do. And it's because we aren't supposed to be thinking about our meal and doing meal preparation and, you know, fantasizing about, you know, eating a juicy burger or whatever. It's about, you know, we're supposed to be, you know, in prayer. Whether you're in temple or you're at home, you're supposed to be in prayer. And so what I like about this, and it stems from our exodus out of Egypt. We arrived at Mount Sinai. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. You know, Moses saw us, you know, running around and worshiping a golden calf. Not sure where we got the gold. I'd really like to know, I mean, and honestly, and why did you make a golden calf? You know, if you guys had gold, you could have really used that. So I'm kind of confused about that. But then Moses got mad. He shattered the tablets. And then, you know, God forgave our sins and you know, we atoned for, you know, idolatry and worshiping a golden calf and worshiping, you know, then worshiping something that wasn't God. And it was a big turning moment, you know, in our history. The thing is, and I know, you know, a lot of us, you know, debate on ways that we atone. I am a fan of atoning and confessing. And I, you know, my friends of Christian and Catholic faith, you know, when Jesus dying for our sins, I look at it as any of these religions, we're all right in terms of we have the same common goal of we don't take life for granted. We don't do bad things and expect there to be no consequences and God not notice. You have to take ownership of what you've done, and you fix it. You know, Judaism had confession. I would be in confession every week. Now, this is how I talked to my mom. I shouldn't have talked to her like that. I should have done this. You know, I was, you know, I think it's so therapeutic. And we have found time and time again, people of faith, and you don't have to. There's you know, atheists, agnostics, you could have your own sort of, you know, compass and spirituality. But people who have something, they seem to do better mentally, psychologically. And so, you know, the Jewish holidays are not easy. They just don't seem to be as fun as you know, the Christian holidays. Like, you know, Christmas trees. I still have a Christmas tree. I still decorate a Christmas tree, Opportunity Village. I still wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I sing all the songs. You know, I love it. But I understand also, you know, I mean, Christmas does have some very, very serious undertones. You know, it's the birth of Jesus. We might, you know, in America and in countries, you know, celebrate it and have merchandise and, you know, be all about snowmen and, you know, carrots as their nose. But religion reminds us that there's another being that is there for us, that will help us, will guide us. And it's, to me, I think, you know, religion is beautiful. So, yeah, it might not be fun. You know, I don't usually handle the holidays very well. It's not easy to stop what I'm doing. I'm a workaholic. I always have been. I hated taking off school. I hated looking different. You know, I grew up in a family that had said, look, you know, because we had family who had been, you know, killed in the Holocaust. Very few of us survived and were able to escape. So we had family that would say, you know, you don't advertise that you're Jewish. Keep it quiet because there's anti-Semitism out there and you know, people want Jews dead. And I'm like, but it's 1980s. And they're like, still, you know, you don't advertise. I go, well then why am I taking off for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Because I mean, then people are going to know, duh. You know, and then, but they also wanted me to be proud of who I was. You know, be proud of it. But it was this back and forth of, you know, so traumatized by family members and you know, my father's, you know, his mom barely getting out alive and his father barely getting out alive, you know, from the Holocaust. That's pretty, you know, that's pretty new to you. That's and as a kid growing up with those stories, it was scary. So, you know, growing up trying to do the Jewish holidays in a world that was, you know, Christian, that and the Christian being Christian was more fun. You know, I didn't do as well with religion. I was religious. I read my Bible and I prayed to God, but I have a much different sort of approach to religion than I think a lot of people do. I don't think to the same. I think your relationship with God is very unique. And so I honor the Ten Commandments. I honor the Bible. I honor anyone who, you know, no matter which testament they're in, old, new, you know, sacrificed and you know, spread the teachings of good and faith. And, you know, but it's hard for somebody who's a workaholic like me to take off school, take off work, take off, you know, and you know, I could pray, but it's not easy. And it's not easy for any of us. So for those of you that might not have a set day or go to Mass or go to confession or, you know, I do though urge you to, you know, take a couple moments out. I don't care how often you do it, but take a couple moments out to reflect, because it really is psychologically therapeutic. And to, you know, look at, you know, what you've done, what you could have done better. You know, why were you bad? What made you feel, what was it? Was it because you thought, you know, the company screwed you, so you wanted to steal the whiteout and the pens? Is it because you didn't like this person and you wanted to get back at them, so you lied? You know, what was it? But try to be a good person, because I think it does matter. I do believe in afterlife. I believe that the meaning of life is, this is a job interview. God's watching, or the angels are watching, or whoever. And based on what we do in this life is what we're going to do in the next life. So I doubt I'll be a radio host. I don't know if my ratings are going to be good enough. But I will probably be in medicine. I will probably be in some serving capacity. I know I joke I'll be in the, you know, shipping and receiving, but I could do that well too. I'll do whatever God wants me to. But I feel like our job isn't done here, and whatever we do on this earth decides what we do and, you know, who we are in this other dimension. And that's just how I believe. You don't have to believe in it. Nobody has to believe that the same way I do. You know, but you do want to take care of yourself. You do want to live a long life. You want to enjoy your kids, your grandkids. You want to teach. You want to educate, because you're here on this earth for a reason. And don't ever think that you're useless. You're being here. It's amazing what it does. What, you know, for other people. You might think you are making a difference, but you all are. So that's what Yom Kippur is. So, you know. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.